welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors. Whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales, we hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Okay, so welcome to another Revenue Hub podcast. Delighted today to be joined by Osvaldo and Sylvia from Profiter. Welcome, guys. If I can just ask you to give us a little bit of introduction to each of you and what Profiter is all about. Osvaldo, would you like to go first?
Thank you very much for inviting us here in the podcast. I'm Osvaldo Mauro. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Profiter. I work in travel technology since 1998. I've been working in OTAs, and then I started my career as an entrepreneur with three past startups in travel technology, which I've built and sold.
Sylvia?
Hi, everybody. My name is Silvia Cantarella. I've been working in revenue management for 15 years now, out of which 13 years spent in hotel chains as a director of revenue management, also overlooking the F&B revenue management part. And since 2 years, I've been working for independent property and as a revenue management consultant.
Very good. Thank you both. Now, I guess the question is, why are we talking to you two guys on a podcast today? Well, we will get to what you guys and what Profiter are all about a little bit later in the podcast. But the technology that you guys have been working on and developing feeds into and enhances, as we will hear during the course of this discussion, around the inventory management and distribution piece. So today's podcast is literally about that. It's about inventory management, distribution, how it is done at the moment, what are some of the limitations around the current approach, where do we see the future going, how does technology assist this, and what is the vision beyond sort of 2020 and further. So, what is inventory management and how is it done at this current moment in time? Who would like to answer that one?
I'll start, Trevor. Thank you.
Go on then.
So with inventory management, actually, we define the action of analyzing, adjusting and monitoring the distribution of our products into the market. As we are talking about the hotel industry, our products are the rooms. And the way we manage and distribute our rooms differently is to optimize RevPAR and profit in the end. Mm-hmm. So why we do that? If we have a look at the past 5 years, we can see that online distribution has grown exponentially. And OTA's volumes have been skyrocketing and diluting hotel margin and profits, because we all know how much online distribution costs, not only in terms of commissions, but also in terms of promotions, commission cut, and whatever actions are in the place right now.
Absolutely.
So it's really, really important for the hotels now to go back to the basics, as I say. Starting to look at how we distribute our rooms, how many rooms we allocate to each channel based on the intrinsic value and cost of the channel, is really fundamental and is part of our discipline now more than ever.
Understood. So this is where the technology of the channel manager comes in, yeah?
Yeah, actually the technology of the channel manager allows hotels to distribute their rooms widely and in a very fast and easy way. But there's a limit in it, because if you consider that every channel has a cost, right now through the channel manager, we are distributing the rooms equally. The way we
just jump in. So when you say distributing the rooms equally, what do you mean by that?
Very easily, on a first come first serve basis.
Right.
So you have 10 rooms and you distribute these 10 rooms in the market to all the OTAs that are connected with your channel manager, but with no priority. So the quickest and strongest OTA takes the booking, and we are not factoring any costs or margins in the way we sell the room.
Understood. Anything else to add, or Osvaldo, anything to add to what Sylvia said around just how inventory management works at the moment?
Yeah, I think it is a technique of managing the inventory that has been used in the past before the introduction of the distribution system known as CRS or channel managers. Mm-hmm. This technique, before using these tools, was largely available for the revenue manager that needs to allocate the inventory through wholesalers, mainly wholesalers, and travel agencies, and GDS, and many systems that required an allocation of rooms in advance. Then the XML came in, and using this protocol, the hotels were able to connect dynamically to the system of third-party resellers. And so they started to connect their own PMS. Okay. And then in a later stage, distribution system and channel managers came in as hubs. And these have been built with the logic of free sale, which was go on selling, especially in low season, until I tell you stop. And this technique has been reproduced in channel managers and distribution system with the logic of first to come, first to serve.
I've got you. So coming back to a point you made, I think I read in one of your blogs that hotels apply, I think you referred to it as a static if-then rules.
Yes, it's right. Actually, in revenue management, apply manual techniques in order to balance the distribution of rooms to the different distribution channels. There are different ways that hotels are using to do that. One is the static rules. So if the hotel reaches a certain level of occupancy, then close some channels. Mm-hmm. But not only. Some apply very strict rules like forced closures, like totally closing a channel or closing certain room types, certain rate plans, raise the pricing, stop or applying promotions, put restrictions like minimum stays. So these are all valid actions, but actually they are static and manual actions that have their limits.
Understood.
Yeah, because actually, you know, you are stopping a channel at a certain point, but there is so much granularity in the analysis that you should apply in order to understand if the action you put in place is valid or not, that this is not human possible to calculate and evaluate all the consequences and incremental profit that comes out of it.
No, that makes sense. Osvaldo, was there anything you were going to just say something there? Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to think about the granularity that there is nowadays in managing different channels in for every sale you perform in every future date that you have in your booking window. But it's also true that between doing anything in prioritization of sales channels and using a sophisticated technique that goes through a technology, there is something that can be done in the middle. For example, we need to go a little bit back to the basic, as Silvia says, and consider that for every sale that we perform online, there is a cost that we pay for this sale. Mm-hmm. And this cost is called CPS. It is cost per sale. So usually the cost per sale is reduced to the cost that you pay in commission to a certain OTA or to a certain reseller. But Understood. This is not completely correct. Because if we consider the overall cost of a sale, we should put in this cost also the promotion that we pay or we agree to give to a certain OTA for a period of sales. And then we have the fidelity programs that as well are largely used and give another discount. And then we have the cancellation rate that goes through a certain reseller. So if we consider, for example, an OTA to which we pay 15% commission, then we almost always agree to give a discount of 10%. Then we have a fidelity program that costs another 10%. We go to 35%, let's say commission, CPS, that we pay for a certain sale.
Wow.
And
okay.
While the same sale could be performed somewhere else with a normal, let's say, 10% commission that we pay to another reseller.
Understood. And
with these big differences that we have, we are giving the same priority of access to the inventory to all the resellers within the channel managers. And in this scenario, the only optimization that we do is saying, if I have just 5 room left, then do something. And this is a very passive way of managing my product and what I have to say. I have the revenue in mind. I don't consider the cost linked to the sales. And I just would like to fill up this hotel with customers coming from whatever reseller at whatever cost. I don't care.
So if I understand, we have the static approach. So that's one limitation. Another limitation is the fact that we are then distributing to all of the channels. And picking up on your point there around the cost per sale, your profitability, you have very little control over. Have I understood what you've said correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. And the overall scenario in which we're moving is that the majority of sales are performed online. Mm-hmm. And online, even the big OTAs and the OTAs that are accessing the product through wholesalers, they have to pay as well for the acquisition of the customer. Mm-hmm. So the traffic goes through the big players that control the online traffic because they have the majority of the people using their services. I can mention Facebook, Google, yeah. Apple, the big ones. If you are earning a lot of commission from the hotels, it means that you can spend a lot in acquiring visitors from the internet. And so the result is that you have a lot of visitors, you are a very big player in the industry, and you perform the sales very quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's why we talk about cannibalization of inventory. If you put in such a market your product with the same priority to all the resellers, you see that one or two big players, they cannibalize it very quickly where there is high demand.
Understood. Yeah. Okay.
At very high cost for you.
Yes. Sylvia, you got something to add into that?
Yeah. If we look at this from a revenue manager's standpoint, we also have to ask ourselves, how do these channels that cannibalize our inventory first get the bookings? As you know, there's a widespread practice of pricing and price reduction, commission cut in the market right now. And this comes after the abolition of the rate parity. Mm-hmm. So there's a big contradiction in this, if you think about it, because in current landscape, actually, every channel is allowed to set its own pricing, let's say.
Understood.
So on one hand, everybody is allowed to do its own pricing and get bookings because, let's be honest, that the cheaper price most of the times wins. On the other hand, however, as hotels, we are still distributing our inventory of rooms to anybody equally. So there's a contradiction in that, and there's a gap. And the gap is here. It's in the inventory management.
Understood.
That's something that is missing right now.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. So what would be a better scenario that I could of how I could be managing my inventory?
My approach always start from looking at historical data. And looking at this historical data, I can realize how it was the frequency and the speed of sale of every single wholesaler and OTA that had access to my inventory.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so if I had something running very quickly and taking the inventory at very high speed, I can also think what would happen if I didn't give all the inventory to this reseller and kept some more for my direct sales or for players that cost me less in terms of cost of sales, but perform the sale with the same volume, but at a lower speed. So, for example, I don't need to very quickly sell the next Easter for my available inventory to a reseller that costs me a lot and then probably will give me a lot of cancellation. I can go on with a lower pace of sales, but they are more consistent in terms of customer awareness and in terms of cancellation rate, and also in terms of profitability, because I'm paying these sales less. And so I take a little bit more of risk because I'm not sure that the next Easter I will be full, and I don't know it now, but I take some more time, perform the sales at a lower pace, at a lower speed, but also at a lower cost. So this comes from some calculation that I can do and put in some rules that are not just static rules standing there for every chance, but are rules built up for every single reseller and with a cycle of control that I can do manually every week. So like what we used to do before of channel managers, in few words, considering the allocation of inventory that I've done, how it's going on. And when you start doing this manually, you realize that the software can help you in building this rule set more efficiently. And so this goes to what we are doing, but what the technology that we are building starts from a manual approach, starts from considering this cost and the cycle of control that you do every week in considering how fast a reseller is going and what is the control I have over this reseller, especially if it is a wholesaler.
I'm with you. So in a way, before technology came along, we would be making decisions about what inventory we wanted to release at what time to which channel, because we would understand that some cost more and some cost less, and we could make those decisions. Once we stopped making those manual decisions, that's when it just became democratic. What you're saying is, going forward, we need to combine what was the human decision making around the different channels, but then have a technological solution that would distribute out and close off our various channels in a much more sophisticated way. Have I understood that correctly?
Yeah, that's correct. And this is what we see that main chains are doing manually because of parity prices. They don't work very good as a leverage of differentiation.
Understood. So what are the core advantages that you think could be gained through this technology utilization?
If I may start, then Osvaldo maybe can go to the tech part. If I now look at the hospitality industry, we said that, first of all these techniques are applied manually, so they're extremely time consuming and not scalable. Second problem is that, unfortunately, not all hotels are applying inventory management right now. So a lot of property are still leaving money and profits on the table. The third problem that I see in the market is that hotels are struggling with distribution, and we all know that. The results of these struggles is that many properties are now choosing to stop distributing widely to different channels, but choose to stick to just one or two channels. But this is extremely risky, as you are actually not diversifying the way you're distributing your rooms. So I see big limitations right now in the market, but big opportunities when we will have the right technology in place.
Yeah, nowadays, I think that most hoteliers, they don't know how much they cost every single sale that they perform. And so I would like to know how much it is, the CPS, the cost of sales for every booking that I get. Then when I have this number, I need to optimize it. And I need to lower the cost that I pay for every booking when I can get the same booking at a lower cost. And so I can consider this by channel. So I start making a differentiation, and then I can go more granular because I have a booking window in front of me for the futures day that I need to sell. And I can consider that for these future dates, these priorities that I've set are not the same. And so this differentiation changes for every single booking date in the future. Then I can consider that I have different products in my hotel. I have some suite that I'm selling good with certain resellers, and I have some cheaper standard rooms that I can sell good with another resellers. And so these priorities changes again. And if I go on with this differentiation, the clustering that I'm doing for delivering the inventory are going to be pretty granular. Mm-hmm. And so if I want to do this now in real time, I can do it with complicated calculations, but I can do it. If I want to predict it for the future distribution, and so starting now with a forecast of what is going to be my future inventory management, then I need to use something more sophisticated, that is starting from historical data and use this data together with live data coming from my sales and combine these two in an accurate forecast. And this is where predictive analytics comes in.
Understood.
It is something that is needed to do a good forecast and to play in advance, but we are saying, okay, we are not playing and we're losing money. So it's not something very complicated. It's another branch of inventory management. I need to do this yielding using a technology for having a good prediction and for managing real-time data that comes very granularly and very quickly.
What you're saying is that with a piece of technology, we can be much more granular about which we release to which channels, taking into account a timing element. So this granularity enables us to work much more around which channels we want to use when to regain control, potentially reducing, I think you've used the phrase before, these downline costs, but overall driving us back to having greater profitability about around each of those bookings that we are getting from the different channels. Have I understood that correctly?
Yeah, the main keyword is control. And if we are gonna we realize how much it costs to us to bring these sales, it goes through gaining control of inventory. And in the next step, we can also look at where we have more awareness. So where we have a better customer that is coming from this sales channel, and this sales channel is costing less in also in cancellation and is bringing customers that are spending more when they are in the hotel. Mm-hmm. And I also would like to consider that the sustainability that I can get selling to resellers that are local or are direct, and they are in a way more sustainable comparing to the mass sales that they can do somewhere else.
Understood. We've spoken a lot about the OTAs and wholesalers. We may be moving on to kind of one of the final points we wanted to touch on, but how distribution is changing. And if we look at Google, for instance, and you know, everyone's spoken about Google, but how do you see the future of distribution changing?
Well, in my previous startup, I was doing advertising technology mainly through Google Hotel Ads. And when you want to sell as an hotel through Google, you are considering it as another sales channel. It is a cost of acquisition that is similar to a cost of sale. And this similarity changes just because you have to pay in advance for getting traffic. And part of this traffic converts into sales. But in this kind of sales, most than others, you should know how much it costs for you every single sale that you perform through Google, and then giving to these sales the right priority, considering the cost and the speed that are linked to them. And I can say that it is a good alternative, because I saw that investing good in this kind of technologies and managing the campaigns in a very good way, the same way that LTAs do, it results in a cost of acquisition of sales that is moderately low, considering the wholesaler price and the LTAs commissions.
Makes sense. Sylvia, do you want to jump in on that as well?
Yes. From my view, I have quite big visions about distributions of the future. But I want to jump back one moment to the past. As I said at the beginning, hotels wanted to abolish rate parities to actually free themselves from price constraints and parity obligations compared to the OTAs. But actually, what happened is that nothing changed, because now everybody is allowed to set its own pricing, but everybody is actually claiming for rate parity, starting from OTAs to hotels that are claiming for rate parity of resellers and distributors. So we are actually, with the rate parity abolition, nothing changed, and everybody is actually setting its own rules. So if I ask myself, why is everybody setting the old rule, the same rules? Is that because we are still constrained to some very, very old and inefficient rules that are last room availability and entry room availability rules? Meaning OTAs first ask to have parity in terms of entry rate. Meaning that when you have inventory of your base rooms in the markets, they need to have it in order to be on parity. When you're selling your last rooms in the market, you have to give them the same last rooms to sell, because otherwise you end up in dimming, deranking, and all these effects.
Understood,
so
yeah.
What I see as the future of distribution is that hotels should finally move together towards one direction, that is personalized pricing and personalized inventory of rooms per different channels. So everything will be different. Price parity is gone forever. We will have to stick to the fact that we will have to distribute our rooms differently and distribute our pricing differently, considering all that we discussed during this podcast.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm conscious of your guys' time and how long we've been talking on here. I think we've covered a lot. I really want to give you guys a little bit of time to talk about Profiter and what you're developing and where that provides a potential solution to what we've been discussing today. So Osvaldo, do you want to just start off a little bit and tell us a bit about Profiter and what it's all about?
Yeah, Profiter, it is an inventory management software that sits on top of the actual distribution system, such as the channel managers, and works together with their RMS in order to reduce the cost of sales and so increase the profitability. That's where the name Profiter came in. And so we can see it as a plugin of a channel manager. And it gets the historical data, and as an output, it produces a rule set of distribution of the inventory, which is not democratic and gives priority of access to the inventory to the whole resellers that are connected through the channel managers. And we're cooperating with three main channel managers, and we're getting historical data from them. And we also saw that there is a necessity for increasing the number of channels that the hotels use, because there is the tendency to apply also only one or two main channel of distribution to some hotels that are usually maybe starting from the market and they don't know what channels to activate. And so we built also a recommendation engine that suggests to the hotels what channels to activate and how to improve their distribution in terms of what market to activate and how much to spend in budget for acquiring direct sales.
So this would actually help them to identify alternate distribution channels apart from the obvious ones that most people are familiar with. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Where we started is to give prioritization of a multi-channel distribution environment Then we saw that some hotels, they don't use multi-channels because they only activate one of two channels. And so from this, the necessity to suggest them the right resellers to activate and how to improve their performance on the resellers that they already have activated that are maybe going slow because they don't update it very often or they don't look at it. And so this comes the part of the recommendation engine.
That's interesting because I'm very conscious, you know, when I look at the demographic of our audience, a lot of them have multiple hats. You know, they're not just a dedicated revenue manager, and sometimes time can be challenging. So to have a solution that can be making some recommendations, I would see as being quite a significant advantage.
Yeah, actually, it's a sort of benchmark that we're doing. And so you really have the idea of what are the channels that can really work for you, considering the market mm-hmm. and the competition, as we really believe in channel diversification, as we said. And this is part of the Profiter project, because we believe in channel diversification, which brings incremental profit and lower of distribution costs.
Understand. No, that's very useful. And where are you in terms of development phase at the moment? I mean, you said you're working with three major channels at the moment. Where are you in your development phase? Are hotels able to acquire your technology and start bolting it into their channel manager?
No, we are going through a process of startup, very lean. And mm-hmm. nowadays we have an agreement with three channel managers and we are building the product and we are in a phase of pre-beta. So we are not in beta yet. Yeah. We are taking the consideration of the hotels that are interesting in these topics, and we are building a network of testers that are going to test the solution first, and then they are giving us feedback, and so we're going on to improve the product. And we are collecting these through our website, where there is a sign up, very simple, to stay updated on the product, on the mm-hmm. project, mm-hmm. and to get involved in it.
Very good.
Yeah.
To me, and I'm, you know, I have no bias in here. It's just interesting to hear about developments. But it seems, I hate to say the word obvious, but it seems like a really obvious thing to have that greater control over the decision making, and particularly around profitability. You know, we focus so much on a price point.
Yeah, for sure. And the next step will be also to give prioritization of sustainability, because we live in a world where the profit is not everything. And so taking a look at where we distribute our product also in terms of sustainability, which could mean eco-sustainability, and also where goes the money that we give to these resellers. If it's money that is spent back in the community in which the hotel lives, or if it's money that is going offshore and it is not spent locally in the tourism field of the nation in which the hotel is.
That's an interesting angle. Yeah, that's a very interesting angle.
Yeah, I mean, the hotels should keep in the same revenue flow, but considering to optimize it in terms of getting more profit and more sustainability out of it. And the technology that we're building is for helping them doing this.
So there's a greater social conscience that goes with this as well.
It is a thing that the new generation are asking us to do, and it is good to consider it as a next step.
A very interesting addition to the discussion when you start to roll that into it. And you're right, it is the next generation. That is what they're talking about.
I mean, yeah, if you think about the airline industry, they started to use the carbon footprint as a measure to measure the impact of a flight. So when I buy a flight, mm-hmm. I know how much it costs in carbon footprint. And the hotel industry is not using this yet, but I think it would be the next step for the hospitality industry in order to be more sustainable at scale. And when we are thinking about optimizing cost, we can optimize as well this kind of cost that is not a money cost, but is a carbon footprint cost. At the end, the same thing, giving priority.
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. Sylvia, anything to add in around Profiter or what you guys have got coming up over the next year?
No, I don't have anything to add. We are actually with Osvaldo, we are attending some events just to stimulate a bit more the discussion about inventory management, our vision, how we believe it's really going to make a difference. And continue to roll out our product, and hopefully you're gonna hear from us very soon.
We hope so too. It's been great to have you guys with us today. Thank you so much for giving up the time. I know you're both incredibly busy, but I think this is a really interesting space. And maybe this is just my ignorance of not being out there and keeping across everything. But this is the first piece of sort of machine learning, AI tech, and I use that word carefully, that seems to be applying into how we are managing our inventory. So kudos to you guys for what you're trying to do. And it's been great to have the chance to talk with you and to learn a little bit more about Profiter and what you guys are trying to do to help hoteliers gain back that control. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us and for supporting startups, innovation and sustainability.
Thanks so much. Good to speak with you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.